I know at a lot of colleges, there are issues that the students have to deal with, and some of the issues the administration don't want to deal with, but the students raise these issues. What are the critical, some of the critical issues that students have here that, you know, maybe the administration ain't brought up, but you as the student representative have to bring it up?
So something that was really relevant this semester, our school has always had parking tickets where they have the ticket that you put on, or registration, where you put it on the corner of your car and it gives you a certain number, and that's how they would scan to make sure your car was registered and wouldn't give you a ticket. Well, this semester, they changed their system so that it's all electronic, and you put in your plate number, and then they scan your plate number, and there's a lot of tickets. So that was something that was problematic, because a lot of students would register for their thing, and then you'd have to go back for it, but then they'd go to the registrar's office to ask for the little registration like sticker, and they would say, oh, no, you're all set. We don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. So the students thought they were all set because that's what registrar's office said, but they didn't know what they meant is you don't need the sticker. You just need to do it online. Mm-hmm. So a lot of students were getting ticketed, and so it's something that we brought up to the public safety department, and something we're presently working on trying to figure out a way that the students who got tickets are able to like get that removed from their record and everything. But presently public safety is avoiding giving out tickets unless it's for something that's not registration related. Like if someone were to pull up and park in the middle of the grass on our campus where it's clearly not allowed to be parked, they'd still get a ticket. But when it comes to just registration problems, we're trying to put that on pause and figure out a way that we can make sure all the students that paid for registration actually don't get a non-registered vehicle ticket.
Right. Well, that is a critical issue.
Absolutely.
Right. They got a lot of parking lots here. You know, do they have a problem with parking? Because they seem like they keep still building parking lots for us.
So something that I've realized, I've been able to connect to a lot of student governments across the country and even internationally. Mm-hmm. I was just at a conference the other week in Orlando, and there was a student government representatives there from Italy. So something that I've realized, though, being able to connect to all of these student governments, is parking is a problem on every campus.
Oh, okay.
So Hudson Valley, from what I've seen at other campuses, actually our parking is not that bad. The first 3 weeks of the fall semester are normally pretty bad, but then as students realize when they need to come, realize that they can carpool with other students, realize that maybe it's faster to take the bus than it is to drive if they're really close by or just more convenient, then our parking problem significantly is reduced. So the first 3 weeks of the fall semester, it's very hard to find parking, but after that, it becomes a lot easier.
Right. Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good. because, I mean, you know, it would be a long line when people be driving up here, coming into the school at certain points.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, here at Hudson Valley, I know you have students from all over the world here coming here. It's a diversity of students here. How would you describe that environment here at Hudson Valley?
So for me personally, I prefer to talk about inclusion than diversity. Because mm-hmm. for me, I feel like just having people from different backgrounds, and diversity is more than just religion and race. It's also age, gender identity, orientation, all of those things. So I feel like at Hudson Valley, it's not just that we have a diverse pool of students, we also have a fairly inclusive atmosphere on campus. So I really like it where you can learn a lot about different cultures. I've gotten to meet individuals who are from different countries who can tell me how their economics structure in that country works, or their politics, which I find always fascinating because I'm really interested in that, or different like celebrations that they do in holidays. So I think that at Hudson Valley, the atmosphere is fairly accepting, and it's really nice to have that, especially in today's world where I feel like there's a lot of tensions on the national level.
Now, I know you just had the inauguration of your president here, right? Now, over your stint as student government, what has been your relationship with the school administration?
We have an advisor who technically is not considered administration, but he has a role that's closest to admin, in my view, which I have a very good relationship with. I really appreciate our advisor. I think he does a really good job and really knows his position well. As far as the president goes, I think he is an amazing individual. I had the privilege of having dinner with him with the entire e-board, except our treasurer, who at the time was in France. Mm-hmm. But he took the time to, for him and our vice president of student affairs, Mr. Copeland, they took us out to dinner, and the three students and the two administration just sat down and had really honest conversations, which was really nice. And whenever I see him, he makes a point to come over and ask how things are doing. So I think our relationship is very good.
I know a lot of students may be coming into the school, and then a lot of students see you as the president. Someone might aspire to be involved in student government, you know, maybe when you leave. What advice would you have for students who are thinking about getting involved in student government?
My advice would definitely be, one, you have to love it. It's a lot of work. So if you are going to do it and you're looking in specifically for the president role, I can't speak to the other roles because I haven't been all of them, but it is a lot of work and you have to know that you're getting into that. So come in prepared and with the expect to spend a lot of time on it. And also remember that we're student representatives, not just student leaders. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times students have the idea that they're student leaders, so they should tell students how we should think. But to me personally, I feel like we're student representatives. So it's important to know all of the students and to hear their viewpoints. And when you go into a meeting, to make those your viewpoints. So instead of coming in and saying, this is what I think the student body should do, listen to the student body. Listen to where they want the college to go, how they want the college to do things, and then just be the voice for those students. So that's really my advice, is to really be a student representative, not just a student leader.
Yes. And one last question, designer, I want to ask you. Now, all colleges are part of communities, and Hudson Valley is no exception. You know, it's part of Detroit community and other capital district community. Now, how do Hudson Valley student government and students relate or interact with the, let's say, Detroit community?
Okay, so for our local community, there are two things that stand out above everything else. So one of the things that I really enjoyed last year is we had a cultural pride night. So we had a lot of people that were students host the event and everything, but they also, the students invited their families. And the majority of our students on campus live within the localish area. I commute farther than typical, but the typical student commutes less than 35 minutes to get to school. So that was a way that they could bring in their families, and we could have an event that was thrown for, I thought it was an amazing event personally, and have the entire community enjoy it. We also, the student government also funds and manages the Pumpkin Palooza. Right. It's a huge event that we did, and it's held near Halloween, and the entire student government got costumes, and we all dressed up. I dressed up as Shrek. We had people from any sort of, like, we had Marvel characters and Disney and everything like that. And it was really great because we have students come, we get inflatable, like, bouncy house sort of things. And it's a way that we can have the community have a nice family outing. A lot of kids were there. I think we had over 900 members of our community come. So it was a very successful event. And I feel like that's one of the ways that we give back to our community, because our community does give so much to Hudson Valley.
Right, right. Okay, a lot of information. So now, what's your future? Where are you going after this?
So I don't presently have a school that I've been accepted to. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say my ideal schools because I feel like that might jinx myself.
Oh, okay.
However, I am looking to transfer to a four-year school for economics or possibly finance. Mm-hmm. So depending the school, some I'd prefer to go economics, some I'd prefer to go finance, but I'd like to go economics and then I'm looking into my master's, possibly getting my MBA, JD in a joint program, so that would be 4 years after my bachelor's.
Now, do you think you will get involved in the future in politics?
So I would love to get involved into politics later in life. At first, I would like a career in finance, mm-hmm. preferably, but that's one of the reasons that I would like economics, because I feel like economics would help me towards my degree in finance, but it all, or my career in finance, but it also would help me later if I wanted to run for something political. I also would consider higher education because I would like to work in a finance area that I could see as being fairly stressful, mm-hmm. and then moving into politics or higher education, which would also be stressful. I'm not saying it's a non-stress job, but it's a different atmosphere that I think I might appreciate after spending a long time in the finance world.
All right, there you have it, Zion. the president of Hudson Valley Community College Student Government. Well, we'll probably be seeing him sometime in the future again. Thank you, Zion.
Thank you.